Drivetime 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Only 1.3 and welcome to Voice of the Cape Drive Time, our After Five special. Today we are going to take a walk down the lane of history. And in studio with me are two people who are passionate about history. One is a local, Localist Lekker, and another is an academic from all the way from Banten in Indonesia. Don't worry, you can walk around and take pictures in studio, no problem. Behind the one microphone is Muhammad Kami Kamadin. He is from Cape Slave History, and I see him a lot on Facebook, actually, more on Facebook than in the flesh nowadays. But Muhammad Kami Kamadin is one of the guys who does research into all our roots. And if you want to know something about where you come from, go to Muhammad. He's got all the details, or he'll find it if you haven't got it. Mufti Ali is our other guest. He's director of the Institute for Research and Community Service from Banten in Indonesia. And Banten in Indonesia, if you say that word, the other name comes up, Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, Al-Taj Al-Halwatiyah, as he used to be known, or the Java Sheikh, who was such a skillful scholar. He used to lecture in the Makkah Haram. But gentlemen, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Ali, seeing you've come from such a long way and you're experiencing, compared to Indonesia, such cold weather, you're going to talk to us first. You are from the Institute for Research and Community Service in Banten in Indonesia. And I know that since 1994, the tricentenary celebrations, it's been an amazing voyage of discovery for people of Cape Town and for people of Indonesia in some of the villages and places like Banten. What has brought you to the shores of Cape Town?
Yeah, for us, South Africa, especially Cape Town, is very special because Cape Town is the home of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Makassari, who was banished by the Dutch far away from Indonesia to Ceylon and then to Cape Town. And many people in Indonesia venerate the Sheikh Yusuf. Mm-hmm. And also everyone, almost especially the old generation, know that Sheikh Yusuf Karamat is here and his followers spread Islam is here. So coming to South Africa is like coming to Mecca for Indonesian people. So this is my honor that I'm given opportunity by God to visit South Africa and assist by many people here to interview, to collect data, to gather references, and to meet many, many friendly and kindly people. So I am very happy and it's like honor for me to come here to South Africa.
And of course, let's just quickly add that Sheikh Yusuf Al-Makassari is not the only person from your part of the world who is under our soil. In fact, there's so many, it's almost difficult to mention all the names, even if we in South Africa have got the right names of these people. Muhammad Kamadin, have we got the right names of the people? And people like Said Mahmoud of Constantia, I mean, Orang Kayen, they used to call them, who came from Indonesia as well.
In terms of the Dutch records, the Dutch records was very difficult to read, as you know, in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. The problem is also how the recorders, the Dutch officials, recorded. So on the one hand, we have the oral history of the Orang Kayen, mm-hmm. but when you match it against the records at the archives, then it doesn't correspond.
Yeah, the Dutch had their own way of spelling things, didn't they?
First of all, their own way of spelling, and most of the information they never put to record because these were exiles. So some were seen mm-hmm. here as so-called panditen, like Tuankuru, while they were actually exiles. So we have to distinguish between what the colonial master wrote and what our oral history, the actual history of the community, actually portrays.
And of course, before I go back to Mufti Ali, our oral history is so rich, isn't it? And at least your institution has done something to record it before it gets too late, before we forget actually what happened.
The collective community oral history is so crucial because in terms of the New South Africa, the transformation of the classroom, mm-hmm. it's not just one-dimensional history of what the nationalists presented, but it's all the diverse voices that needs to be captured. So this still remains one of the challenges of the New South Africa.
Mufti Ali, something that I found fascinating in 1994 was that we knew bits and pieces about Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar in 1994. And there was a scholar, I think his name is Abu Hamid.
Yeah.
He'd actually written a whole thesis, and he brought the thesis, and it blew us away completely.
Yeah.
The parallels that somehow people like the late Dr. Ahmad Davids had managed to dig up about Sheikh Yusuf. Yeah. But is new information coming to light about his life? I mean, there must be so much history.
Yeah, here also I gather some new information from many prominent historian and individual whom I met in these last 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know, and I'm led to know by many historian here, that Sheikh Yusuf descendants are not all returned to Indonesia by Dutch company, but there was a second daughter of Sheikh Yusuf, who was married to the Sultan Tambora, who was exiled twice by the Dutch and stay here until their death. So because the history in Indonesia about Sheikh Yusuf stop and end after the Sheikh Yusuf death, there was no information spreading among Indonesian who was descendant of Sheikh Yusuf who stay in South Africa. I myself tracing to find the descendants of Sheikh Yusuf who stay here, because Sheikh Yusuf is like icon and symbol for us about the struggles against the oppression and colonialism. And I was led to know by many historian here that according to archive house in the National Archive here in Cape Town, then Sheikh Yusuf descendant who was married to Sultan Tambora was forged to convert to Christianity.
That's
and
right,
that's,
yes.
It makes me very, very enthusiastic to search more and more about the information, because it could be many generation after 1705, after the death of Sultan Tambora, and up to now. So I'm eager, if I am led to know by many audiences here, that I can meet the descendant of Sheikh Yusuf who stay in this very honorable town.
I think Muhammad Kamadin can tell me about this story. I heard a story that one of Sheikh Yusuf's descendants, one of his daughters, ended up being married to Andre Pretorius, one of the Voortrekker leaders. Is that true?
Pieter Retief, sorry. In terms of several Afrikaners, one of the Voortrekker leaders. But it's also being contested by Andre van Rensburg, who also wrote an article on Sheikh Yusuf's whereabouts of where he actually died. So what is important is that within the Muslim community, there's a connection with Sheikh Yusuf. Then within the so-called Cape Coloured community, there's a Dr. Timothy Visser that also recently in the press indicated that he's a descendant of Sheikh Yusuf. So I told Mufti Ali, the commonalities of Sheikh Yusuf in terms of South Africa is not just simply the Piet Retief, the Afrikaner community, but also within the so-called Cape Coloured community, there are also families that are of the view that they have a connection with Sheikh Yusuf, which brings me to the most important fact which I convey to Mufti Ali, is that Sheikh Yusuf is not just a local national hero of Indonesia or a local
he's an international figure.
He's a transnational because if I can put it in this way, he disappeared when he was captured as a general. He reappeared in Jakarta where they kept him at the castle.
Yeah.
Then he disappeared in Jakarta and then he reappeared in Sri Lanka. And after 10 years, he disappeared from sight in Sri Lanka, and then he reappeared in Cape Town for a few, for a short period, and then instructions were given that he should be disappear to the vergelegste plek against the Eerste Rivier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a transnational hero, and even the Ottomans, the Turks, claim their pound of flesh in terms of Sheikh Yusuf, and as you will very well know, the Yamanis also of the view that Sheikh Yusuf was a student in Yemen.
Yes, in fact, I mean, there is a lot of evidence that he was, under a lot of Ba'alawi influence in Hadramaut. I'm sure Mufti Ali knows about this. And I think the key to Sheikh Yusuf is when you look at the teachers, the greats, in fact, the great scholars of our time were, in fact, the teachers of Sheikh Yusuf and his contemporaries. Do you think, Mufti Ali, that people sometimes don't appreciate and understand that Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, apart from being a mujahid and a struggle hero, was a great scholar? He was an alim of his time.
Yeah. Of course, Sheikh Yusuf, why he was appointed by Sultan of Banten as his spiritual consultant, because of the fact Sheikh Yusuf, when he came back from studying from Mecca to Banten, because he was already a great scholar. His Sufistic teaching until now, up to now in Banten, influenced million Indonesian people in Khalwati, Qadiri, Shazili. Even up to now, in every after prayers, his name was referred to by Indonesian, especially Bantanese people, especially during Maulud, during Manakib, during recitation of many, many dua. So also, much of his work, especially in Sufistic teaching, was studied by many Indonesian scholars and translated into Bahasa Indonesia and distributed because of his deep influence of his mystical teaching among people. So, Sheikh Yusuf is like iconic, not only in term of struggle, military struggle against the colonialism, but also about his teaching, especially in a mystical way. And I am also sure that the teaching of Sheikh Yusuf in Sufism also influenced up to now here in South Africa. There are many parallelism and similarities. The teaching which are still extant that I am seeing, especially in Ratib Haddad, in some recitation of zikir during Maulud, etc. It's like a footage of Sheikh Yusuf influence. So I'm really amazed that in terms of infrastructure, a system of education, so Cape Town Muslim are westernized, but in terms of Sufistic teaching and fiqh and legal jurisprudence, is really still conveying and retaining the footage of Sheikh Yusuf, which was conserved and retained in his book, in his manuscript. That's what I can say, and my knowledge about him.
Now, your visit to Cape Town, South Africa, what extra things have you learned about Sheikh Yusuf as a personality? Because he is as real to South Africans as he is to Indonesians, to the people of Sri Lanka, the people of Hadramaut, Turkey, wherever his influence has actually extended.
Yeah, I come here as a researcher and also as a student of Sufism teaching. I used to follow Sufi gathering in Indonesia. I was affiliated to many Sufi school in Indonesia. But at the same time, I am preparing books, writing about him. I planned to come here since 2012. When I come here and visit his karamat, I cannot. I cry. I cry because of emotional feeling in my in my heart about his struggle, and I think everybody will experience the same, because his aura and his charisma is still extant. And in Indonesia, one is always led to know that Sheikh Yusuf influenced, even influenced the very legends. Leader here, Sir Nelson Mandela, and everyone is led to know that Nelson Mandela acknowledged the inspiration of Sheikh Yusuf's struggle against colonialism. So I think I myself it's like I come back to the root, because I see the legacy and the heritage of Sheikh Yusuf here. I mean, how such a teaching was uprooted from the Indonesia and then taken to Ceylon and grow here. So it's like conserved very, very, very consistently by Muslim here. So it is because of the struggle, not only by Jesus, but also by his followers, the follower of his follower. So everyone, when hear the name of Sheikh Yusuf, he is like that he is still alive.
Absolutely. We're going to leave it there. In fact, we're going to cut away for the news and some traffic and some weather. Then we're going to come back to you. Yeah. Our special guest, Mufti Ali, Director of the Institute for Research and Community Service, Banten, Indonesia, Muhammad Kami Kamadin from Cape Slave History. We're going to be chatting to our guests after the news, after the weather, and doing a wrap-up of the history and the times and the life of Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, one of the giants not only of South Africa, but in fact of the Muslim world.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.
And welcome back to Drive Time. We go back to our special guest in studio, Muhammad Kami Kamadin from Cape Slavery History, Cape Slave History. His organization has been at many a Voice of the Cape festival, and lots of people in our community have found out exactly where they come from. The roots of Cape Town's Muslim community are always ever fascinating and ever interesting. Mufti Ali, a director of the Institute for Research and Community Service from Banten in Indonesia. Muhammad, I'm going to quickly start off with you here, this part of the show. How important are visits like this by Mufti Ali?
Very crucially, remember in 1994 with the Sheikh Yusuf tricentenary, we got the inkling of who Sheikh Yusuf were when we first time engaged with Indonesians. And crucially, what is important at the time was that we met with President Mandela before he became president. And this was in terms of Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar. And I can remember at the Sheikh Yusuf Tricentenary Center, we even welcomed Iranians, Palestinians, Moroccans. So our diplomatic journey...
In fact, it was an awakening, wasn't it?
Yes, our diplomatic journey already started with the Sheikh Yusuf in terms of opening up of South Africa. This visit is very crucial because the last that I really remember of visits from Indonesia is with the Sheikh Yusuf seminar at the Ezekiel Museums, where Premier Rasul at the time hosted at the Ezekiel Museums in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. But the promise of the tricentenary was more engagement. So visits like, I'm glad to hear that Mufti Ali also visited our shores in 2012. And if he can bring more scholars across, because what we need to know is, we know this part of Sheikh Yusuf in his autumn of his life, which President Mandela calls him a son of Africa. And I was telling Mufti Ali, I tend to say that Sheikh Yusuf is the 17th century Mandela. But I had to apologize and say, actually need to reverse it. Mandela is actually the 21st century Sheikh Yusuf, and not Sheikh Yusuf. So I look forward to more visits of this nature. He met quite several academics here in the Western Cape in terms of Sheikh Yusuf, Mr. Rode on Monday, Ibrahim Sali, that not everyone really know. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of researchers that, and then there's going to be soon a meeting with probably the council where Rufuddin Owais is looking at putting together a whole updated bibliography. So these visits will inspire
Rufuddin, yes.
So these visits will inspire our local scholars and researchers as well.
Mufti Ali, another question. Are you also going to be interested in the other figures that came to Cape Town? I mean, some of the delegation with Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar didn't go back. I've been led to believe that the saint buried on Signal Hill, for example, was one of the imams with Sheikh Yusuf. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Muhammad, is that true?
Yeah, a lot of people say difficult. So. It's a matter of oral history and interpreting a particular narrative, because when it's measured against what the academics require, then the archival record, there's gaps in the archival record.
I'm quite controversial because I'm a journalist, and sometimes I say we have to rely upon oral history. In fact, the late Dr. Ahmed Davids once told me, I was once writing an article, I was trying to write historical, I said, Shafiq, don't be scared of filling in the dots. Trust your judgment. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, you might be wrong, but there's also a chance you might be right, and then people can actually benefit from that. So I've never actually forgotten that humble advice one of our greatest historians actually gave me, a very stupid journalist. But Mufti Ali, do you think that it's important that we acknowledge some of the other personalities, like Tuan Guru?
Yeah.
I believe it means master teacher in Bahasa, etc. Do you think it's equally important to look at these people?
Yeah. In the historiography of Indonesian Muslim scholar who become prominent figure and religious scholar overseas, we also record so many Muslim prominent scholars besides Sheikh Yusuf, like Tuan Guru Abdurrahman, and Malik. Also Abdul Salam and Dea Malela, etc. It's more than 10 prominent figures recorded in Indonesian history. Sheikh Yusuf occupied the first rank because of the fact that he was also appointed by Indonesian president as national hero in Indonesia, whose picture hung in every primary school walls everywhere from Aceh to Papua. And I also led to know that also many Muslim scholars from Ternate, from Sumbawa, from Madura, and also become very influential figure. And I'm also writing this scholar, this Muslim religious leader who are very prominent as well here in Cape Town into my attention, and I'm writing them. But only because of Sheikh Yusuf is become like a point of departure.
Well, he's the giant, isn't he?
Yes, he's the giant,
Now, you know, when you go back to Indonesia, what are you going to tell people when you get back there? Because I know when I talk to people from your part of the world, that they're actually some of them are quite amazed when we start telling them about our history, that for 300 years, three centuries, we didn't know each other. For 300 years, there was absolutely no contact whatsoever, and yet after 300 years, people come and they think, but hang on a minute, there are still certain similarities. Does that amaze you?
Yeah. August 24 and August 25, I will be speaker in three seminar in the Spirit Place in Banten, and I will share my experience staying in Cape Town into my audiences. Besides, I'm also preparing books in Bahasa Indonesia to be published in Banten, as because I'm also public speaker in Indonesia, and I'm writer of academic manuscript for proposing national hero, especially from Banten, to be elected and appointed by our president. So Sheikh Yusuf is like a benchmark for us in recording and documenting the history of the struggle against the oppression and colonialism, and for the establishment of the equity and dignity of the people.
Do you think that something also needs to be realized is that when you think of the influence of Sheikh Yusuf in Cape Town, we don't quite realize that Indonesia, there's 250 million people.
Yeah.
That is no football stadium. That's about a million football stadiums of people. That's a lot of people. That's a huge influence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Biggest Muslim country in the world.
Yeah. This is amazing that Sheikh Yusuf was dead overseas, but his name is, we call it, is give fragrance, lot of fragrance, and is still alive, especially in the dua and veneration of the people. Every after prayer, we are taught of his name automatically in the list of the giants of the ulama whom refer to. Sheikh Yusuf is always put automatically. It is automatic transmission, especially among disciples, a student in madrasah and pesantrens in Banten.
It's ironic, isn't it, that the Dutch tried to get rid of Islam, and they kicked this man to the bottom of Africa, and what happened was Islam rose in the bottom of Africa.
Yeah.
One of history's grand ironies, that the colonial authorities, they didn't succeed in putting down Sheikh Yusuf. In fact, they probably made him a bigger hero than what he might have been.
Yeah, we call it as always blessing in disguise.
That's yeah. In fact, that's a very accurate way.
Yeah, blessing in disguise. That's Sheikh Yusuf being banished to South Africa is like it it is a beginning of the spreading of Islamic teaching here in the South Africa.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. We could carry on chatting until tomorrow morning about the life and times of Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar. Muhammad Kami Kamadin from the Cape Slave History, very well known to us, as I say, at the Voice of the Cape festivals. Maybe they'll be there at this year's festival and you want to know something about your history, who you were. These are the people to do it. It's amazing how they managed to find out where we come from. And I've seen some of their chains. Absolutely amazing. Mufti Ali, director of the Institute for Research and Community Service in Banten, Indonesia. I hope you enjoy the rest of your visit to Cape Town, and we look forward to all the books you're going to write about Sheikh Yusuf.
Thank you very much. And I hope this is not my last visit. I hope I can come back again to South Africa and gather more information and share the inspiring thing with our brothers Muslim in South Africa.
My Bahasa is very bad, but terima kasih.
Yeah, sama-sama.
Sama-sama.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.